Shkiach leading him in the here now.
Part two.
To do so. So I was thinking about it last week in the parsha. This week we learned about the Birchas Yaakov, and there's a very famous thought which probably you've heard about, your Ben spoke about, the fact that Yaakov Avinu gave the brachas to each shevet. It says Ishki Birchasei Be'achos, that he gave each one his bracha. What does it mean? It's all the parsha say that it means that he gave them the brachas according to each one, what he needed to do, what he was capable of doing. That's why each one got his own bracha, his own tafkid, his own kaifas. And that's what Yaakov Avinu saw in each shevet. And Mamele, he gave each one the purpose that he needed for those things. That was his bracha. His bracha was that they should have what they need, they should be successful. And this is something that the Mepharshim point out. A, the fact that different people, different shvatim that we see over there, had their own job, their own kaifas, and that the bracha comes to feed the kaifas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he gives kayach, he gives what we need, the resources that we need to do that which he expects of us, each one to feed Mashahu. Certainly, he's talking to all the shvatim, Yaakov Avinu was talking in Avodas Hashem, that each one had his chelek in Avodas Hashem. It's true also in Torah, like we pointed out, everyone can feed Mashahu. Some people in Iyam, some people in Bekias, everyone can be Mashal. And that's a famous thought that's spoken about in Parshas Vayechi. I was thinking about it to talk about it. And I was thinking to myself a thought, you'll tell me if I'm correct. Does this talk to us, when we hear such a bar, do we get something from it? Does it talk to us? And I suspected that maybe not. And I was thinking about why. And I'll tell you, I think you'll tell me again. If what I'm saying is mistaken. That, I think that maybe when we hear such a verse, you know, the shvatim and they had a tafkid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them brachos. So I think a lot of people think that, yeah, that's very true about shvatim and they had a tafkid. But if you go over to Stam HaBach and Nisken, let me see, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect from you? Me? I'm just a regular guy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects something from me. I think most Bachrim, they just feel like, you know, as long as I exist, I do what I have to do, you know. I'll stay underneath the radar screen, you know, no one will notice me, no one looks at me too much, my rabbi doesn't come out with me. I do what I have to do, and I'm okay. And if you go over and you start telling him, you know, you have a tafkid and something that a coach will expect from you, so the person feels uncomfortable. I don't think we think of ourselves in those terms. And that's what I wanted to get back to talk about that before we talk about everyone developing this. First, we have to believe that it's true. We have to feel that it's something that we want to do. And then we could talk about developing. So that's what I wanted to get to, this more basic step of trying to get us to feel at least that that's true, that we do have a tafkid and something that our Kushba expects from us. And then to be inspired to develop. Okay, so let's start from there. Usually, at the beginning of Parshas Shmos, so we talk about the tkufa that we're about to enter, the tkufa of Shevin. What does Shevin represent? Shevin represents these parshas, Shmos, Ferah, Bereshit, Shachris, and Mishpatim, where we're reading about the development of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael started off in Mem Peshay Tum in Mitzrayim, like we know, in a Shibud, which is hard for them physically, spiritually, right? And as we read the parshas, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of them and bringing them from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. A happy ending. what do we usually talk about? We usually talk about the fact that there's a special siyata d'shmaya in these weeks for us to develop ourselves, and we should take advantage of the opportunity, and we speak about the different things that we should work on, which Mirzhan I hope we'll speak about. But now I want to talk about something even a step before. That's why I call it, you know, maybe a new perspective. Something else to take from these parshas, from Sefer Shmos, which again, hopefully, I think can be inspiring to us, that we should be able to be inspired. And then we'll tackle, want to take advantage of these weeks of Shevim, to tackle, go through the process and to do what we have to do to get there. So I want to start from a Chazal. There's a famous Chazal. Chazal say, a lot of stories bring it down, that it says that in kol esav ve'esav she'in olav malach ha'emer u'mak esav ha'emer lo gadol. What does it mean? It means there's no blade of grass that doesn't have a malach standing on it, hitting it and telling it to grow. What does it mean? Sounds like a funny concept, you know, but we know grass grows, we know a bunch of grows around the world. What's the Chazal trying to tell us? That there's a malach pushing everything. It means even a blade of grass, tree, whatever it may be, anything which exists, which grows, which functions, there's some force, some malach up there pushing it and telling it grow. So the Darshan, the first one they speak about, they say, what is a special malach? So they say, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that that malach, which is in charge of making sure that that thing grows and taka gives it its sustenance and whatever it needs to stay alive, really that's the message that's being given. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you and he's sending you sustenance and he's taking care of you and he's giving you the ability to grow, then take it in your hands and grow. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels it important to create you and to do for you, then do something with it. Obviously, you've been given an opportunity, you've been given kaitas, and obviously you've been put here for a reason. And that's what the Malach is telling even this blade of grass. He's telling him, grow, do something, become, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you and he's willing to do for you and take care of you. A pashta thought. That's by a blade of grass. What's by a person? Does a person have such a thing? Of course, a person has much more than that. A person has much more than a mouth. A person has HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself taking care of it. And this is what I think we can maybe take from these parshas of Shevim at first, at least for a first step, to see what it is that we could learn, what we could feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. Okay, so let's go one step at a time. Achash v'Yisrael. We're going to lay now parshas full of Nisim, right? The Nisim of Gaius and Makkos, right? Niflodik and Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. What are we supposed to learn when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing that for Klal Yisrael? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Nisim? Right? So, one would think, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, they were stuck in Mitzrayim, he had to get them out, so he came with the troops, you know, Dan, Tzvadev, Am Shalom, like that, but it's like an army that comes. So the first thing is, that's a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any Nisim, he doesn't need any troops. He could do it in a very Pashto way. We saw in our lifetime, there was Russia, a communist country, right? And they had whatever it was, the government wasn't letting people be religious. All of a sudden, it was a natural process that somehow the government changed and now everything changed. You see this all the time. Things change, leaders change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to make Nisim in order to get the unanimous triumph mistake. Not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has very many ways to do it. Smooth, natural ways. So why did he make Nisim? So Chazal tells us. Chazal say that the schus, the asor nisyenus that Avram went through. So in that schus, Medrash Rabba says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the 10 Malkus on the time. What's the Mishnah? What's the meter connected meter? What's being said over here? Exactly this. It's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken the inanimate Mitzrayim without any Nisim. But Avraham Avinu showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm willing to do for you. Avraham Avinu did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'mayla Midarech HaTeva. He did things which were not natural. He was aimed the Nisayim. The Nisayim that we know, Lach Lecha, he was makrif his son on Makeda. That's something which shows how much he's willing to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, says, you know what? I'm going to show you how much I'm willing to do for you. That's what the Nisim represent. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need to do Nisan. He wants to do Nisan because he's trying to tell us a message. This is what I'm willing to do for you, Klal Yisrael. I can take you out of Mitzrayim. I can do it simple, and I can do it quiet. No, I'm going to do it with a big bang, because I want to show you just how much I love you, and how much I care about you, and how much I'm willing to do to take care of you. And that's what we're supposed to learn from this Nisan and Mitzrayim. That first basic lesson. Of course, he says that Amunah Abir, Rambam speaks out, but he's running the world, he's controlling the world, which is what we learn from this Nisan. But in the end of the day, all this control and running of the world, what's it for? To take care of Christ. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two. You just see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the individual. The Haftarah Medrash, also it's referred to in the Agudat Shel Pesach. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It says that when the woman in Shnei Sraba over here in Perek Aleph, Yisuf Beis, so it brings down over here that when the woman used to give birth, they used to go out into the field to give birth because they were scared of the Gzeir of Pari, right? Pari was Gzeir to kill all the children when they were born. So it says that the ladies used to be Yildos Besoda, Tachasa Tapuach Shanema, Tachasa Tapuach Aratecha. So they gave birth in the field. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Shaleach Malach Mishmei Morim U'menake Oysam U'meshaper Oysam. So he sent Malachim to clean off the child and to take care of the child. Everyone knows when the child was born, he needs a certain amount of care, taken care of. So he sent Malachim to take care of it. And then it says, Shanem Malachav Yom Elad Soysof. Then it says, Umenaket Lohem Shnei Igulim Echot Shel Shemen VeEchot Shel Dvash. Shanem Avin Ekeu Dvash Misel. What does it mean? That they brought two clumps of dirt, and from these two clumps of dirt, the child was able to nurse honey and oil, two things to keep it alive. It needs to eat, right? So where's it going to eat in the middle of the field? Malach came and grew a clod of dirt, put it in the child's mouth, and the child was able to eat dvash and shemen. Shenemar v'inikei dvash misela. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them dvash from the cella. What does it mean? Different pshat and Rashi over there brings. This Nebuchadnezzar is saying that's what it meant, that from mamish arat, a piece of dirt, they were able to suck out honey. That was next number two. Next number two. The kibon shemakirim bahem amitzriim rotzu lahargam. So the Mitzriim heard about these babies outside in the field. They wanted to kill them. Manasam lahem nes v'nivloim bekarka. They were moved in the karka. The babies sank down into the karka. Umevin shvarim v'charshin al gabehem. And they brought shvarim, cows, to plow the field, and they plowed the field, knowing that these babies were inside the field, and thinking that with the plows they would be able to kill the babies. But that didn't help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept them alive, and they were deep enough that nothing happened to them. When the Mitzrayim finally left, they gave up, thinking that they killed them already. So the babies came sprouting out of the ground. That we bring in Nagoda. And these were the children. Then it says, Rukivan Shemiskadlin, Boyin Adorim Adorim Lubotayim. Shenema Vatovi Badi Adayim, I'll think about the Adayim, El Badi Adorim. Means they came in droves, all these kids that were born. We know they were giving birth to a tremendous amount of multiple children. And so all these kids came from the fields into their houses. And then it says an interesting thing. Ukshenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Hayam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself to Klai Yisrael on the Yam, when he made Kriyas Yamsuf, Hein Hikiru Tchilo. These were the ones, these children were the ones who were Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Shenema Zekei Levan Veil. They were able to say Zekei Levan Veil. Who could say Zekei Levan Veil? Who knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is Caleb. They knew, because they had experienced this in their kufa, in their childhood, when they were infants, they'd experienced this care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a year. He makes sure, and that's what he did for the year. That's what we're reading about in Parsha Shemos. That's what I'm trying in Chumash Shemos. We're reading about HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking Klal Yisrael and bringing them from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai, ad kedei kach, that he's willing to do for them all these nifl definitions. He's willing to do for them, he's willing to take care of them. Nisan mamish, nisan gluyim. And Taka, they acknowledged it, and they said, you know, Zekei Mavil, I know that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he did for me. Okay? That's what we see in these parshas. What do I want from us? have a question. Every bachur in yeshiva, he doesn't have a story like this. He doesn't have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him. Maybe not ba'ofen nisi like this, Baruch Hashem, that's not the matzav that we're in. But everyone has that. His stories, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him, and he had food to eat, and he had clothing, and pants, and everyone got here with a story. And everyone's here in yeshiva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to take him and make sure that he got here. And just like he protected these children from Mitzrayim, so he protected us from the bad influences, friends, whatever. I'm sure everyone saw things going on around them, and everyone could say, Baruch Hashem, that I'm here. And we could say this too, that we should look back and say, Zekei Naveh, this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me here. But what do I want with this? What I want is that just like that Esav, there's a Malach who's sitting on top of that Esav telling him, grow. And what's that Malach? That's the Malach saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you, and he's giving you koyach, and he's giving you fear, so it must be that there's something there for you to do. So grow, 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 make something of yourself, a blade of grass. How much more so a person? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the care and the time to bring us and to take care of us and to bring us to yeshiva, it's not true that we could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing on us and he's mocking us, so to speak, and telling us, grow, 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 make something of yourself. I gave you koyches, I gave you ability, I brought you here, I took care of you, I protected you. Grow, do something. That's, I think, something that we could take from these parashas. To look at it and see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That's what, when we look and see what he did in Mitzrayim, why did he do it? He did it because he wanted to take them to Har Sinai, like he told Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I'm going to do Nisan, and what's the sim? Because we'll be Eivar Hashem Behar Hazeh. That's the bottom line, that you should know that I'm doing all this to bring you to Har Sinai. And that's what it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring you Tarsina, he wanted to bring you to the period to give you the ability to learn and to take your chelik in Torah. And for that, he gave everyone whatever purpose he gave them. And that's what's mechayev us to look and try to find that. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I gave it to you for a reason. Use it, develop it, make something of yourself. Grow, grow, grow. What's the problem? I could stand here and I could tell you this, and that's what we try to do. The problem is that on the other side, there's the Yetzer Hara, who has an even bigger stick. And you know what the Yetzer Hara says with his stick? He says, don't grow, don't grow, don't grow. He says, you can't grow. There's no room for you to grow. You think that one day you're going to know how to daven, you're going to daven like a man. Forget it, it's not going to happen. It's not worth it. It's not kedai to get yourself out of bed and push up back. It's not gonna happen. Don't grow, don't grow. And his stick is a very powerful stick. Don't think that you're ever gonna be a Talmud. Don't think you're ever gonna know something. You're gonna know Masechta and this, it's so hard. No, don't grow. Don't grow. Of course, if it was a stick that was a painful stick, maybe, you know, we'd be able to protect ourselves from it. He wants to be hit by a stick. Now look at this. He doesn't come with a stick. You know what he comes with? He comes with a candy. And he says, it's so geschmack to stay in bed, and it's so this, and it's so easy, and why push yourself? And we have to know that it's a stick. And what he's telling you is, don't become what you could become. Don't think of yourself that way. That's why I think that when we hear this vark about the Bnei Yaakov, and we hear Ishtri B'chot HaBeirach, so we think, yeah, the Shvatim, this, it's not talking to me. That's because we let the Yetzer Hara do that with his stick. We let him tell us, don't grow, don't grow. And it's our job to hear the what's being told to us in the parish, and to hear what our Rebbeim are telling us, and what we need to be told. That was the Yerutz HaBeirach. I remember the Shmuz Lebe used to go, correct Nakuda, that in all the Shmuz, and that's what he used to say, you can do, he used to talk about, you'll do Masechtas, you'll memorize, you'll this, you'll do, that's what he looked at. There's so much potential. grow. Don't let the Yetzer Hara, don't let the Yetzer Hara do that to you. Don't let him take it. Don't let him convince you otherwise. And I think that every person is capable of doing this. Every person who looks at himself like it has to go slow. And when a person does something, so everyone has that chelik in avodah, in tefillah, in learning, the eel, the key, something chaps you, something grabs you. And say, you know, this geshmak, I said a chabura. There was something that was geshmak to me. I feel something. And that's what we have to know. That, according to the Torah, you see, I gave you something. I brought you here. I developed you. Grow, do something with it. Now that we know that that's what we're feeling, then we can know that that's what these weeks are offering us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, not only did I give you the koyachs in the past, I'll take you with it. I'll take you from here, from wherever you are, and I'll bring you to Har Sinai. That's what the parsha is saying. That's what Shogun is for. Shogun is to know that there's Siat Lishmai that's being offered to us. And again, if we don't believe that there's something to take and there's something to grow, so the Siat Lishmai, that's very nice. For someone who needs Siat Lishmai, for someone who wants to do something, so yeah, but that's not me. No, it is you. It is. So the first step is we have to really believe in ourselves. That's the first step. We have to know that we're no different than any Yid in Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them and took care of them. And that's when we read the parashas, that's when we say, right away, it says in the beginning, Ilu Shemois B'nei Yisrael, right? We talk about Shemois of B'nei Yisrael, and they're listed by name, right? What's a name? A name means everyone is an individual, right? In other parashas, we have Rashi brings down when HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael, right? So Rashi brings down that he's Moitzi them, Kekoi Chavim, B'misparam. Everyone has a name, everyone is a somebody. I know someone, Chashav Yid. In fact, it's a nice thing. People ask him, how many kids do you have? How many children do you have? He says, I have one Reuven, one Chaim, one Leah, one Rifki. And that dozen eggs. Everyone is a person. There's not a number. I have one of these and one of those. Because everyone, there's no such, you know, you're talking yeshiva, we have X amount of buttons. It's not a number. There's every individual with his name, with what he is. That's what the Torah is telling us. These are the shameless of an Yisrael that came down from Mitzrayim. Everyone was a person. Everyone was a king. That's what it is by Yid. Every person is the Mashahu. Everyone with his chelk and Torah, with his havon and Torah. Everyone could be Mashahu. His tefillah. The chalakim of tefillah that talk to him. The other avodas, chesed, whatever it may be. But every person is a person, and that's why we have to be reading these parshas. That we are these Yidden, we are the Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take and go somewhere. And he's offering us the koyachos, and he's offering us now tkufa of Sati Deshmaya, especially to take care of it. Because as we read about these parshas of what's happening in Klal Yisrael, we can go through the same process. So Mirtz Shem, that's the bracha about that. Is that we should take this lesson from the parashas. We should read these parashas with these eyes. We should look at it instead of reading, yeah, once upon a time. No, it's true it's once upon a time, but look what our Kodesh Baruch Hu did for them. And he's willing to do it for you too. We just have to access it. We have to take advantage of it. To think about what it is that we need to work on. Different minyanim, we can speak about different things to work on in Shavuot, but we have to understand that it's a time where even the things that until now I thought were difficult, and the Yetzer managed to convince me, yeah, you'll never do that. That's something you'll never conquer. That's something you'll never do. This is the time. Because if you would have gone over to Yidden Mitzrayim, you would have told me, you know, that in a short amount of time, in 2 months, you're going to be standing on Har Sinai. So I don't know, maybe they had a moon of them, so they believed it. To someone from the outside, they wouldn't have believed it's true. What are you talking about? They're in Mitzrayim. No one ever left Mitzrayim. They're avodim. They're getting beaten. How is it going to be that they're going to be staying on Har Sinai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. And he's willing to do it for us as well. We have to want it. We have to be willing to do what we have to do in order to make it happen. But in Mitzrayim, if we'll get inspired to do it, and we'll look at ourselves, and we'll hear the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us to grow, so we'll talk to one grow, help us grow and do much better.